Gemara tells us in Shabbos and of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, what is the obligation of Ner Chanukah, of lighting Chanukah candles? The Gemara tells us different levels. So number one, the Gemara tells us Ner Ishu Beiso, the minimum obligation starting this evening, no matter what, the bottom line is if you light one candle every night of Chanukah, we cannot take the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah away from you. The minimum obligation each night of Chanukah, not just tonight, but any other night, is one candle per evening. That is the basic obligation.
Per household. Not
per house. Yeah, per household, correct. Number two, the Gemara says Mahadrin. The second, if you want to do a little more than this, the minimum obligation, so you do Mahadrin. So Mahadrin is you count up the people in your household. Mm-hmm. Let's assume it's 10. So then you would light 10 candles every evening. So it's either one every evening or 10 every evening. And the third level, Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, is usually reserved for like pastrami, salami, food. But strange, we have a mitzvah of Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. The Gemara says it's a machlokes beis Hillel beis Shammai in terms of how many and what order. So we'll get into the machlokes Rambam Tosfos in a minute and to explain beis Hillel beis Shammai. But beis Hillel says that every day, that you go up, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And Beis Shammai says, no, the first day you do 8, 7, 6, 5, etc. So it's a machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether you add a candle or you decrease the candle.
Sorry.
But, yeah.
Nobody's saying 10, 20, 30, 40, etc.
So we're going to get to right now.
Yes.
So what does it mean, Mahadrin and Mahadrin? So what was clear in the Gemara is, Ner Ishu Beiso is one candle per household.
Yeah.
Mahadrin is 10 per household. What exactly is Mahadrin and Mahadrin? The Gemara doesn't spell it out. So that is a major dispute between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. Any ideas what Mahadrin and Mahadrin would mean? Jeff gave one idea, 10. So Mahadrin would be 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80. Or according to Beis Shammai, 80, 70. Yes. What about, what's the other possibility? The opinion of Tosfos for Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So Tosfos says it's going back al ner ishu beiso. According to the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, it's a procession. Each time you go from 1 to 10 to 80. According to Tosfos, well, everyone says 1 to 10, what's the next one? So Tosfos says, no, it's going back al ner ishu beiso. In other words, if ner ishu beiso means 1 every night, then Mahadrin and Mahadrin, according to Beis Hillel, the second night would be 2, the third night would be 3. In other words, one menorah per household, according to Tosfos. What's this? You don't need 10 different people lighting Chanukah candles. You have one menorah per household. That's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So you have a major dispute between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos on what is the ideal. What should one be doing? According to the Bali Tosfos, one menorah, and each day you add another candle, and therefore you fulfill the highest level of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. According to the Rambam, no. Each day, 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80. Interesting, the Taz points out that it's a little chiddish, it's ksas chiddish bedavar, because usually, who do the Sfardim follow and who do the Ashkenaz follow? Generally speaking, the Sfardim follow the Rambam, and the Ashkenaz follow the Bali Tosfos. Here it's a little different in that the Machaber, Rav Yosef Karo, Paskins like Tosfos, and that's the minhag. Again, Svardim have different minhag, but the classic minhag Svard is one menorah per household. That's it. And if it minhag Ashkenaz seems to be, as we'll get to why, seems to be everyone lights their own menorah. So it's this interesting. Even though the Rambam himself does mention the other opinion, even though the Rambam mentions both opinions, so either way, so that's this interesting anomaly in Psak that in terms of Hanukkah. But the question is, what is the reason why, what is the Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam based on? Like, why does Tosfos say Mahajer Mahajer means one menorah per household? And why does the Rambam think Mahajer and Mahajer means having 80 candles the last night of Hanukkah? So it seems to be the Vilna Gaon explains, or actually his Talmidim explain, the Talmidei Hagra explain what this Machlokes. He says, the Gemara gives us two reasons for Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. We'll just focus on Beis Hillel, since, by the way, that's who we follow. We follow Beis Hillel. It'll be one candle tonight, not eight. So what are the two reasons the Gemara gives for Beis Hillel? I'll give you the two reasons for both while we're at it. So so one machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is either kineged yamim hanichnasin or kineged hayamim hayosim. Do you ask yourself, do I say how many days left of Hanukkah there is? Or, you know, but what day of Hanukkah, do we go up or do we go down? Neged yamim hanichnasin hayosim. So obviously that's the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. However, the Gemara gives a secondary reason for both. Or, I don't know, by second, I don't mean in order, I'm just saying the number is second. We'll see if it's secondary or not. But the other reasons given for Beis Hillel is what? Malin Bekodesh Be'ein Moridin. You always go up in sanctity, you don't go down. Like, for instance, that we're going to do this morning. What's an example of Malin Bekodesh Be'ein Moridin? We do it most mornings. As Jeff alluded to, we put on first the talus, then we put on the tefillin. There are other reasons also, but one reason given is because tefillin has a higher level of kedusha than talus, so we first put on the talus, which is a chiddush to apply it by near Hanukkah because it's the same candle. But nevertheless, the Gemara does apply it, but it's not the classical Malin Mekodesh because the second, each candle has the same amount of kedusha. Yeah, perhaps not, but we'll see. What?
Tadr also involved because of the fact that with tadr with talus that you wear.
No, yeah, that's why. Yeah, the other reason. Yeah, the other reason is we say it's tadr v'sheino tadr kodem, right? And what's the reason for Beis Shammai? Why do we go down off for near Chanukah? Keneged pari hachag, corresponding to the cows of the holiday. We have cows this holiday? What do you mean? Well, you could say because we have dairy, maybe that's what he means, but that's not what it means. It's referring to a different holiday.
Sukkot.
We're talking about the holiday of Sukkot. Yeah. On Sukkot, when we bring karbanos.
Yes.
So we bring for the 70 nations, so we go down 13, 12, in the order of giving sacrifices on Sukkot, we go in descending order. So therefore, so Beis Shammai says, just like we see by Sukkot, is we go down in descending order, so too by Beis Shammai. So they both have their reasons, and you know that needs more explanation, but we're not going, like, what's... I walk down the steps, therefore let's light candles downstairs, like who cares what I do on Sukkot? So the Sfas Emes, others explain that really every rabbinical holiday is patterned after a biblical holiday. We have called Tikkun D'Rabbanan Ka'ein D'Oraisa Tikkun. Every rabbinical holiday. So therefore, Chanukah is 8 days, Sukkot is 8 days. So therefore, that's how there is some connection between the holiday. There are the connections we'll go into another time, but that's why it's not this randomly connecting it to Sukkot. Like, why not connect it to Pesach? Yeah.
I mean, it would seem the more obvious explanation that Shammai could have used was that the amount of oil was decreasing each day. That this would represent the
medical. Right, assuming
distribution of the oil.
Right, I guess correct. Assuming if that's true or not, according to that explanation, we have to first know what actually happened. Was the oil going down? But you're right. But it's an excellent point. So comes along the Vilna Gaon and says these two reasons in the Gemara within Beis Hillel is the Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. In other words, what is Mahajim? What is the highest level? What's the focus? So according to the Bali Tosfos, what is the Iker? You only have one menorah per household. The most important thing is that it should be Nicker, that it's near Hanukkah. It should be recognizable, not only that it's near Hanukkah, you know what day it is. Like, it's very simple. If you have one menorah, good, let me look, one candle, two, and it's very easy for me to follow what night of Hanukkah it is, besides obviously it is Hanukkah, and what night of Hanukkah. According to the Rambam, The Rambam seems to be going with Malin Bakodesh Ve Morid. The more the merrier. In other words, there's no specific issue. It's not more Persume Nisa if I know it's. I know it's Hanukkah, but is it the four? Obviously, when you. I'm talking about the person lighting, he has to know. But the person, the Persabai, the one who's. Whether it's the third night or fourth night, it's not a major nafkamina. The point of Persume Nisa is to know it's Hanukkah today. It's one of the 8 days. I don't really have to know per se. The focus, and how do you. And if the way I see it is, if you're walking by a street, so are you going to notice 80 candles? Or 8 candles. Obviously, 80 will make a bigger roshim. So it seems to be an issue. Are we more focused on the nicker to know what night is that the yicker, like Tosis seems to say? Or no? The important thing is know it's Hanukkah. Then we'll worry about the details later. If you know about Hanukkah, then you ask what night, how many days of Hanukkah, where are we? Then you'll get the details later. Of course, if you're lighting, you got to know what night of Hanukkah it is. So that seems to be the machlokas Rambam and Tosis, whether you go with Malin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin, or you go with Keneged Yamin Hayotzin. What's the Iker? Is the Iker is recognizable what night it is, or just the fact that you're publicizing the miracle in general? So that's the opinion. So I said Tosis follows the Rambam. I mean, I said Ashkenaz follow the Rambam. The problem is we really don't, because the Ramah has a bigger. What's our practice? Our B'nai'at is each person lights their own menorah, generally speaking. We'll get into who counts, who doesn't count, but each person lights their own menorah. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam writes, he agrees to the 80 candles, but only the Bala Bayis lights. It says the Bala Bayis lights the candle, and then, for everyone else. In other words, there might be 80 candles the last night of Hanukkah, but the Bala Bayis is going to be busy. Unless he sends someone else to do his job, he's lighting all the candles. In other words, the Rambam says, basically, there's one bracha, one person lighting, and that's it. The Ramah, seeming out of nowhere, and which seems to be the Minhag Olam, the Ramah all of a sudden alters the Rambam. He's basing it on the Ramah, but he makes up his own. He says, each person lights their own menorah. So there seems to be a fundamental machlokas, the Rambam. You can't have the machlokas, the Ramah, but the Ramah seems to learn the Ramah, or somehow the Ramah comes up with a different explanation. The same amount of candles, but he introduces the before that never exists. We take it for granted that that's the way it is. But some people say, ulai, the Ramah's a bracha levatola. The Galia Mesechta has strong words for the Ramah, like, where are you getting it? You're making up your own shabbat. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam said, and Rav Abadi likes the Gan HaMelech also. I mean, the Galia Mesechta. He says it's a big chiddush to say. But as a Rav Abadi, you can't fight City Hall. In other words, everyone's doing it, so you can't fight the Minhag. But he finds it very difficult, this Minhag HaRamah. He extended the Rambam. Because the Rambam just said it's in one household. We take the Ramah that if we're living, not only are we in one household, but if you have one kid in L.A., New York, in school, everyone lied. So we took the Ramah.
The
Rambam, what?
The Rambam wouldn't say that. There you should base that it's dependent on the actual bias.
Right, no, right.
The location.
Well, we know from the Rambam talks about that one person, the chiddush of the Rambam, Gabi Tosis, is that the Bala Bayis could lie for everyone in the household.
No matter where they are.
Pasha is in the household.
That makes sense.
Yeah. No, we'll see. Time zone we'll get to. That's going to be a big, that'll be a big question about, let's say, the parents live in Israel and the son's in New York or vice versa. Like, it's different time zones. Could I lie for someone else? We're going to get to that. But, that's going to be a major dispute, Sephardi Ashkenaz. We'll get into what is the nature of the mitzvah. But before that, we have Akasha. So the Ramah broke off. So what is this machlokas then? Within, we just discussed the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. Now we have another machlokas, Ramah Rambam, in terms of once we go with Mahajah being 80, but then who lights it? Like the Ramah says, everyone should light 8 candles. And the Rambam says, no, the Bala Bayis lights all 80. So what is that based on? So there's a famous Bris Gerav. The Bris Gerav says as follows. There's a Gemara in Shabbos And then Kuf Lamed Hey, Kuf Lamed Gelad, the 19th Perek in Shabbos, we'll call it Rebbe Lezer the Mila. The Gemara has the following case. The Gemara says, the Gemara talks about different types of skin you have to cut off for the Mila. It's called Tzitzin Hama'akvin, strands of the Mila that if you leave over, it's a no-go. You got to go back and finish the job. Things which are an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. And there's sitzin she'eno ma'akvin. There's certain part of the mila, it's zekei levan veil, it's hinder mitzvah. You should do it all, but if you don't, you still get the mitzvah. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, so if you're involved in sitzin ha'ma'akvin, and obviously you miss it, you got to go back, even if you finish. But it's for sitzin she'eno ma'akvin, if you're in the middle of doing the mila. So we could discuss what's considered the meal. If you're still eating the bagel unlocked, is that still considered part? But if you sit in She'eino Ma'akvin, so if you call Zman, you're osek in the mila, so then you could go back. But if you stopped, if you're already finished, you're poresh, then you can't go back. So what are we talking about? What so Rashi writes, simple pshat, what are we talking about? What day of the week? Shabbos. He says, it's so Shabbos, you can't go back because you can't do unnecessary malacha. It probably involves different malacha, so Rashi makes sense. The Rambam writes, afil b'mechol. The Rambam sheet is, even if it happens during the week, if it's happening on Tuesday, you don't go back. So what's pshat in the Rambam? Why in the world wouldn't you go back? I understand Shabbos. I care about Chilul Shabbos, but what's the problem of doing it during the week? Huh? Well, what do you mean?
You can't wait, can you?
Huh?
Can you have a
Christmas? It is going there, but I'm not sure what you mean.
Zevi has a question. Is your minhag after Shkia or after Saint?
Zevi's here?
No. Well, he's here.
In the spirit.
In spirit.
I'll tell you in a second, yeah. So the Briska Rav says, what's the issue? What's in the Kudus HaMachokas? Is how do you view Hinder Mitzvah? In other words, does Hinder Mitzvah only make sense in the context of the Maisa Mitzvah? Like, could I just do Hinder Mitzvah in a vacuum? Like, all of a sudden, let me just do a Hinder Mitzvah out of nowhere. Or does it have to be connected to the actual original? So the Rambam holds Hinder Mitzvah doesn't make sense in a vacuum. It's only doing when in the middle of the Maisa, if I'm middle of doing the Mila, so then I could go back on the Sitzah Shainam Akhtam. But this to do, it's not that I'm against it. It's not a Hiddur Mitzvah. That doesn't make sense. I can't go back 2 days later and do this independently. And the Rashi, others hold, no, that Hiddur Mitzvah even makes sense independently. That's how the Brisk Rav explains the Machlok is here by Sitzah Nama Akhtam. So comes along the Brisk Rav and says, now let's go back to Ner Hanukkah. He says, this is the Machlok is the Rambam and the Rambam, or the Rambam with Shitason. That the child says, Hiddur Mitzvah makes sense independently, or it only has to be connected to the Mitzvah. The Rambam was Shita, so the Rambam Shita is, Hiddur Mitzvah only makes sense connected to the Maaseh Mitzvah. So what's the Rambam Shita? We know, everyone agrees, the first candle is the Mitzvah, everything else is Hiddur. So the one who does the Maaseh Mitzvah, the Baal, he has to light all 79. He can't have someone else coming along. Every candle after one is Hiddur Mitzvah. So Hiddur Mitzvah doesn't make sense.
He has to light all
79, according to the Rambam. Only the person, and the Rama is going with the other sheet, to know Hiddur Mitzvah makes sense independently, and therefore each person could light their own near Hanukkah. So we'll get into it. I got to do Kaddish.